In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on Romans 5, verses 6 to 11. Never have I attempted, I think, so much in such a short compass, but let me try. Man's curse and cure. Romans 5, verses 6 to 11. Now I'm going to be extremely brief, but let me give you my purpose. It is not merely to present facts to you, information. I am going to try and do that. But my purpose in presenting these facts to you is to be helpful. Helpful? To seek to persuade you, my friend, to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you see, you are a sinner. I am a sinner. We're all born sinners. And what does that mean? What state are we in? And what is the cure? Man's curse and the cure. And that's what I'm trying to put before you and persuade you to realize your dreadful condition by nature, but to bring you, to persuade you, to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Let me do it very briefly. It'd be very helpful if you look at this passage in the Bible, Romans 5, 6 to 11. You can go back over this gospel snippet again and check the verses I give to you. Here's the condition of man's curse. First of all, the Bible, verse 8, describes us as sinners. Again, verse 6, it describes us as ungodly, idolatrous in the sight of God. This is what God sees us as. This is how God sees us. We are unrighteous in his sight. By nature, we are born like this. We're enemies of God, verse 10. We're under his wrath, verse 9. And we're powerless, verse 6. Now, it's a dreadful curse, is it not? It really is a dreadful curse. Powerless, under the wrath of God, enemies of God, ungodly sinners. This is what we are. It's a dreadful curse. What is the cure? What is the cure? Well, in one word, it is Christ. It is Christ. In particular, we read that Christ died for sinners, verse 6. He shed his blood for sinners as a sacrifice, verse 9. He died in the place of sinners, for sinners, on their behalf. Substitutionary atonement, verses 6 and 8. And by the offering of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are saved from our sins, verse 9. We can be justified. The blood of Christ washing away our sins, that righteousness of Christ offered up in that perfection on the cross, justifies us, verse 9. We are reconciled to God, verse 10. It's all in Christ and only in Christ. We are powerless in ourselves, but in Christ there is this justification, salvation, reconciliation, being right with God, justified before him. Why did Christ die? Because, verse 8, of the love of God, the love of God for sinners. And the final question is, how can I receive this salvation in the Lord Jesus? And this is my point in giving you this discourse, this brief gospel snippet. It's verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, how do we receive this salvation, this precious blood of Christ to wash us from our sins, this peace with God, this removal of the wrath of God, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, through trust in him, through calling upon his name and relying upon him? And that is my purpose in this discourse. Not to simply tell you these facts, although I've tried to give you the facts, but on the basis of these facts, to plead with you, to urge you, to press you, to beg you now. Do not delay any longer, but call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll be able to say then about this passage, Romans 5, 6 to 11, this is not true just for sinners. It's true for me. Christ died for me. Christ loved me. God the Father loved me. He sent the Son to die for me. Now the Spirit has brought me through regeneration and faith and repentance to call upon the name of his Son and of God's Son and be saved. I once was an enemy. I once was far off, once I was under the wrath of God. Now I have peace with God. and I am saved from my sins. My friend, it can be yours this very instant if you will only trust the Saviour. So I press you and urge you and plead with you. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.